After hearing the question, which commandment of the law is the greatest, hopefully every Christian finds themselves mouthing the answer along with the deacon who reads the gospel. We know these commandments: love of God, love of neighbor. Even Jesus didn't have anyone disagree with him on this point. But a few thoughts that are meant to help us enter a little bit more deeply. The commandment is just the tip of the iceberg, and we want to go to the root, to the base of it all. And first, I think we need to recognize that these two commandments cannot be separated. As St. John put it so bluntly, whoever says, "I love God," yet hates his brother, is a liar. So for one love to be true, the other must be there as well. The two go hand in hand. So we want to begin to love. Where do we start? Which one? Well, love of neighbor flows directly from our love of God. And that's because love is of God. Scripture says it. God is the origin of every love. And so we ask God to help us to love Him. And in so doing, we find our love of neighbor necessarily grow. But we need to go back one more step, back even further. Where does our ability to love even come from? Our ability to love God exists only because God has taken the initiative. He has loved us first. St. John again says so clearly, and this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us. And he says we know that because He sent His Son as expiation for our sins. Now we're at the root, at the source. We can love because God loved us first. God, in a sense, showed us His very nature on the cross. God is self-giving love. How do we repay God for that love? Sometimes I find myself wondering, how can I repay my parents for all the many, many things they've done for me? There's only one way. St. Teresa of Avila said it. Love is repaid by love alone. Jesus said, "As I have loved you, so also you should love one another." We must love in return for His love. And we must love in the way that He loved. That's the only way we can repay Him for the love that He has shown us on the cross. In the scriptures we hear, the way we came to know love was that He laid down His life for us. So we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. Now, what is the proof of our love? How do we know if it's authentic? How do we know it's true? In Luke's gospel, after Jesus tells us to love our neighbor, someone in the crowd yells, "And who is our neighbor?" Then Jesus tells them the parable of the Good Samaritan. The one in need is your neighbor. Just as the book of Exodus said today, it is how we treat the lowly, the outcast, the foreigner, the needy, that is the proof of our love. And we'll hear it again in a few weeks. Whatsoever you do to the least of these, you do for me. Do you see how this commandment that Jesus gives summarizes so much? We're just beginning to unpack it. It indicates the depths that are the whole of our faith. And if you want to go deeper, I'd recommend Pope Benedict's first encyclical, God is Love. He did such a masterful job of bringing this reality to light in that short encyclical, God is Love. I'd like to turn for a moment now to one of my favorite saints, Thérèse of Lisieux, known to many of you as Teresa of the Little Flower. And she was one who taught the world how simple it is to embrace our vocation, which is to love. She said that was the whole of her vocation, to love. With childlike surrender to God and trust in His love, she sought to love God perfectly. But how? She said that God's love was always beckoning and calling her. She said, love attracts love, so she wanted to give it in return. Yet she was trying to repay God for His love and found that her love was not even a drop in the ocean of God's love. Then how can we do what Jesus asked? How can we love as He loves if our love is so tiny in comparison to His? Here's what St. Therese says to God. To love you as you love me, I must borrow your own love. Thus only can my desire be satisfied. And there's the beautiful reality. And God has made it so possible. He loves us so much that He gives us His very self so that we can love with His own love. The Eucharist is the supreme example of this, the sacrament of love. Jesus so eagerly desired to give us this living memorial of His love, this gift of the very same love that He poured out on the cross for us. We receive Him and the love He has for us right into our very bodies. So He gives us the love we need to love Him back and to love Him in our neighbor. One final point. Therese loved God with that near perfect simplicity, and all she wanted was for others to know that love as well. Her desire, as she put it, was to make love loved. God is love with the capital L, and she wanted all to love love. So what's the greatest act of love I can do for my neighbor? I'd say it's to show them the love that God has for them. And what's my greatest act of love for God? Perhaps it's to bring another soul to love Him as well. To make God, who is love, loved. So we hear Jesus tell us these commandments that we know so well. Let's not just nod our heads and be otherwise unmoved. Let us go out and make love loved.